Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Squawk 7000, bringing you a roundup of aviation news this week, starting February 2017, in association with flyinginireland.com. Remember to subscribe, and we'll deliver the news to your device every Monday morning. I'm Michael Cummin. In the headlines this week, a survey on the air-to-ground radios in and around the Dublin control area. The sausages are on order for the Funfly Breakfast fly-in on March 5th. And Irish aviation providers are well represented this year at the Pilot Expo in Berlin. As part of a regulatory impact assessment, the IAA is surveying general aviation operators regarding the capabilities of the air-to-ground radios in use and communications in, near or below the Dublin CTA. The purpose of the survey is to assess the number of 8.33 kHz spacing capable radios in use in aircraft in Ireland, audit the proliferation of portable electronic conspicuity devices in the country, and to better understand any communication difficulties are in, near or below the Dublin CTA on 118.5. The aircraft radio survey is available until the 31st of March on the IAA website. Funfly Aerosports Flying Club will host a breakfast fly-in next Sunday, the 5th of March at Clonbillogue. All pilots are welcome to join by air or by car. There's no parachuting planned by the Irish Parachute Club that day, so the airspace around the aerodrome will be open to visiting aircraft. The event begins at 10:30 in the morning and will run for most of the day. Overhead joins will be permitted on the day. The standard join will be from the Edenderry Power Station to the northeast, Brackna Village to the south, or the Mount Lucas Wind Farm to the northwest. Q&H and runway in use will be available on Clonbillogue frequency 128.55. And Funfly Aerosports Flying Club will continue to operate throughout the day, so you can expect flight training activities, including circuits. You may know that we've been following the fundraising efforts of Jason Phelan, who's come up with a unique fundraiser involving two bears, Captain Paddy T. Bear and his sidekick Lucky, who are flying around the world over the next 12 months to raise money for the Laura Lynn Foundation and Dogs Trust Ireland. Well, Jason, who works with the Irish Aviation Authority in flight operations, says the furry pair will fly all over Ireland and beyond, logging all their flights, aircraft types and time as pilot in command. The furry pair's latest adventure saw them off to Perth in Australia and back, and looking after them on their trip was Qantas cabin crew member Robert Doyle. Well, I caught up with Robbie on his arrival back in Dublin with the bears and asked him about his VIP passengers.
I had the pleasure of taking Captain Paddy T. Bear and Lucky from Dublin to London and then on to Perth with British Airways and Qantas. They flew on the A319, the 787 and the A320 on the way home. They've had their logbooks completed. The cabin crew fell in love with them, so did the pilots. And once they heard about the charities that they were representing, there was great feedback. So we got them home and back in 5 days. Back safe and sound.
Now, what was the general reaction when you arrive on an aircraft with these two very cute teddy bears?
The girls particularly absolutely fell in love with them. Once the pilots found that they had logbooks and passports, they were very intrigued, and seeing what they'd done previously, very happy to sign the logbooks and complete the details on them there.
Well, tell us about that, because it is, again, a really good, two good causes.
So the Dogs Trust and the Laura Lynn Foundation. Jason, who's organising this whole event, two very special charities close to his heart.
Well, there it is, and as you say, two very good causes. Now, they're continuing their travels, and I believe at some point in the future, signing up for the Air Corps.
Well, apparently from the 1st of March, the Air Corps have the two boys with them for the whole month, so I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes out of that whole month there, yeah.
Aer Lingus recorded an operating profit before exceptional items of €45 million for the full year 2022, described as a solid performance, showing that the airline is recovering well following 2 years of significant losses. This compares to a pre-pandemic 2019 operating profit before exceptional items of €276 million. 2023 will see Aer Lingus operating its largest ever North American network, putting additional capacity on their European leisure routes and adding three new summer routes to Kos, Sardinia and Brindisi. The Irish Aviation Authority Aviation Regulator has published Irish Aviation Flying Displays Order 2023, providing clear and enforceable provisions for the safe conduct of flying displays. This regulation provides for granting permissions for flying displays in the state. This order also provides provision for the roles, responsibilities and competency of flying display directors and the pilot in command of an aircraft taking part in a flying display. The regulations also include requirements for insurance, reporting and investigating occurrences at flying displays, and enforcement provisions to enable the IAA to oversee this area adequately. And you can view the order on the IAA website. ASG have expanded its close training partnership with the Irish Coast Guard, Ireland's Search and Rescue and Maritime Safety Agency. They've recently developed and successfully delivered the organisation's first recurrent training programme for watch officers engaged in search and rescue aircraft tasking. The partnership with the IRCG began almost 5 years ago, when ASG started working closely with their team to develop a bespoke search and rescue tasking and coordination training course for their personnel. Since developing this initial course, they've delivered this specialised training course to over 100 watch officers across 11 two-week courses. They've also welcomed visiting course participants from various external agencies, including the Irish Aviation Authority, the UK Coast Guard, and the Garda Air Support Unit. Plans are underway to consider forming a Women in Aviation group for the Midwest. Women in Aviation Midwest region are planning an initial meeting of individuals working in the aviation industry who are interested in coming together to discuss and decide if there's a need for such a group. They plan the meeting for International Women's Day at 4 o'clock on Wednesday the 8th of March at the Shannon Aviation Museum. Gainjet Ireland have been authorised by the IAA and European Aviation Safety Agency, EASA, for commercial unmanned aircraft systems operations. As an existing holder of an EASA AOC and operator of private jets, the addition of UAS operational approval now allows the company to offer additional services that UAS platforms can provide, including aerial inspections, video and still photography services, which are also currently on offer. All their pilots are EASA certified for drone operations based at Shannon Airport. And congratulations to Commandant Jay O'Reilly and his team for winning the first Science Foundation Ireland Defence Organisation Innovation Challenge with their project, Copilot AI. Tánaiste Micheál Martin announced the achievement in Casement Aerodrome last week. And last weekend in Berlin, some of the world's leading airlines, aviation training organisations and industry providers held a two-day exhibition. It was a chance for flight and cabin crew to look for new employment opportunities and for those considering a career in aviation to explore many pilot training opportunities, cadet programmes and financing options. 5,000 visitors visited 150 exhibitors from over 30 countries, including Ireland. Irish aviation providers, including AFT in Cork, the Airline Pilot Club, and the Airline Flight Academy, and Simtech Aviation were there. And Simtech's Killian Hanratty joined me live from the show on Saturday.
About 95% of our cadets come from outside of Ireland, so it's always a good opportunity for us to expand our European network, our blueprint, but most importantly, use that information and do collaborations with airlines across Europe as well. So it's very much about kind of continuing to fly the flag for the Simtech brand, but at the same time, using events like Pilot Expo in Berlin to meet international airlines and talk about potential partnerships.
The organisers have announced the Revolution Aero Dublin 2023 conference for April 25th and 26th this year in the Weston Hotel in the city. They present the event as a unique gathering of the people leading, funding and supporting the future of flight. Rival companies come together to discuss and solve mutual problems. Investors looking for new opportunities meet with technical experts. Well, Revolution Aero Dublin will look at opportunities and challenges for companies involved with advanced air mobility, autonomous aviation, electric aircraft, hydrogen and vertiports and infrastructure. According to Revolution.Aero's events, both virtual and live will bring together innovators, regulators, capital, operators and others shaping the future of flight. And for pilots and aircraft owners, news from the Nicholson family and the Mourne Flying Club, who'd like to invite you to their annual fly-in barbecue. The date confirmed is the 17th of June at Kilkeel Airfield. The event has gone from strength to strength every year and keeps improving, and this year will be no exception. Mark it in your calendars, book the time off work, wash the airplane, and bring the family to Kilkeel Fly-In in 2023.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
RTE News reports this week that the Department of Transport has said it will continue to monitor the operation of the daily flight services from Donegal Airport to Dublin, following the recent cancellations of a dozen flights. The cancellation of 12 flights in 12 days led to concerns over the reliability of the daily service, which is described as a vital link for a county with no railway or motorway. There are two daily return flights from the airport in West Donegal to the capital. Well, since February last year, Emerald Airlines has operated PSO flights for Aer Lingus Regional Services. Emerald Airlines said they cancelled the flights because of a technical issue with a designated aircraft, and they offered people affected coach transfers, accommodation, or the next available flight. The airline said it has a completion rate of 97% since taking on the route in February of last year. And EasyJet are celebrating flying 70 million passengers to and from Belfast International Airport by surprising a lucky family with free flights. Northern Ireland's largest airline will welcome an eighth aircraft to the base next summer, and is launching new routes to popular beach destinations in Turkey and Greece. To mark the occasion, the airline surprised the Brennan family from Belfast, flying from Belfast to Lyon, with free EasyJet return flights. The milestone celebrations come following EasyJet's plans for expansion at Belfast International Airport this summer, which will see an additional Airbus A320 aircraft joining the base. Remember, if you have aviation news that you'd like to share, include us in your news emails and send your stories to news@squawk7000.ie. Remember too, we have over 126 episodes of Squawk 7000 in the library, including our summer series of extended interviews with people from the world of aviation. Wherever your flying takes you this week, take care.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.